What can we do at school to follow Jesus? What can we do when we're in the office to follow Jesus? What's a way at your coffee morning that you can share a bit of love, share a bit of Jesus with the people? We've got so many ideas here, and I really understand, and I do come to the church almost every day, but even I know that sometimes it's easy to forget, you know? But I think the thing that the passage really reminds us today is that we're not alone in doing this. You are surrounded by your communion of saints, right? You're surrounded by your universal church. These guys look around you, view your church family. These guys are your people, right? And that's why, you know, I was so excited to come, and I didn't want to put it on the WhatsApp group. I wanted to come and share my news with you guys today because I know that you will support me and love me and that you are going to be excited for me, you know? We are surrounded by people who support us in this. We're never alone. And what the creed reminds us of, most importantly, is we also have the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to do it. Even as a church family, we aren't in this alone because the Holy Spirit is with us. And I find if we pray, we've got pray on here on Tuesday, but if we pray throughout the week, it's not just a Tuesday activity, we can really find that actually God will prompt us through the Holy Spirit that lives with us and in us and say, let's remember, what can we do today, you know? And I think reaching out, even if you just pick a few people from the church who you know you're friendly with, maybe who are in a similar life stage that you are, and just check in with them like multiple times in the week and support each other, that can make a huge difference. So I think I want us to remember that we are part of something here on a Sunday, but we're also part of something all through the week. And we can make the biggest difference, I think, on a Wednesday when we're in the office or at cricket or whatever we're doing. We can make a big difference there among people who don't know what it means necessarily to be surrounded by this community and by the love of God.